Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Now.
Yo, Bleak! Yo, Bleak! You coming out to play?
What's the time on this?
Oh, I know, man. Yo, Bleak!
I understand that, but this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. Well, very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Yeah, I'm here. I really am. Just sort of ran in here after sort of a busy day and evening, and sort of in a bit of a tizzy, I guess. So not completely altogether yet, and I wanted to play a compilation that is online. It's called something Animals and Alphabet. And we might have to get in that to a little bit later, since I'm going to have to search that out on my music machine before I can get to that. So let us move right into other wonderful things, and then we'll tell you about that in a little while when we gotta search it up. Okay, so stick with me here. Let's hear something from. Let's play this Negative Land thing.
This is Bill Cosby.
And hey, that's not what we want to hear. All right, and we're gonna play something from No Business here while we take care of some business, as it were. Isn't that ironic? Okay, let's hear Piece of Pie. That's a popular one with the kids. And Piece of Pie from the No Business CD from Negative Land.
Hey, what are you doing walking along a million miles from no place at this time of night?
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Look, were you going in this joint here?
Well, I was.
Oh, come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Well?
Howdy, folks. Good to see somebody. Out kind of late, ain't you?
Well?
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
You hot or something?
No.
Out kind of late, ain't you?
Black coffee. How about you?
The same, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Hey, what's your name?
Eileen. Eileen Harrison.
I could use a little company right now.
Good to see somebody.
What's the matter?
Shh. Well, here you are. Piece of pie.
Oh...
Out kind of late, ain't you?
Well,
Well, look. Piece of pie?
Huh? Oh, no.
How about the hamburger?
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Well, all right.
Well, I mean...
Oh, well...
Well, look, if you don't like me, you can always start to walk again.
Well, here you are.
I mean...
Oh, I've...
No, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
I've...
That wasn't it.
What?
If you don't like me...
Piece of pie.
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie, Bud.
That wasn't it.
Piece of pie.
Huh?
Pie. Piece of pie.
Well?
Bud.
Huh?
Piece of pie.
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got...
No.
I don't want no trouble.
No, keep your shirt on. Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Well, I...
If you don't like me...
All right,
no.
But I...
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger?
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure, anything you say.
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Shut up. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Huh?
Pie, Bud?
Oh.
Well, here you are.
No.
Sure.
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something, that's all.
What?
Piece of pie.
All right, thanks.
No.
Well, here you are.
No, just...
Well, I...
No.
I think I earned it.
No.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up, the two of you.
Sure.
All right.
Huh?
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know.
No, be quiet a minute, will you?
Piece of pie.
No.
We got good hamburgers, you know.
No.
Piece of pie.
No.
Sure, anything you say.
I'm listening, that's all. Listen, that must be it now. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on, Bud?
What's the matter with you?
I'm listening for something.
What?
We got good...
No. No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Anything you say.
Say.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Sure.
There he comes.
Hey, where are you going?
Matter.
That wasn't it.
What?
Hey, what's going on, Bud? You hot or something?
No.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie? Piece of pie, Bud?
Huh? Oh, no.
Bud?
Huh?
How about the hamburger?
No, just be quiet.
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Bud?
Yeah.
You hot or something?
No.
What's the matter?
Shh.
What?
I'm a million miles from no place. That's all.
Huh?
Oh, black coffee.
Yeah? Here you are.
I could use a little right now.
Yeah? Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Good. Bud.
Huh?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How about the hamburger? Good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Well, all right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Good, good.
Shut up.
Sure.
The two of you.
Shh.
Just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. Shut up.
Say, what's the matter with you?
I'm listening.
Sure, anything you say.
Fool.
Huh?
Well?
I could use a little company right now.
Well, here you are. Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh, no.
How do you know?
Huh? Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a...
No.
Yeah? Piece of pie?
No.
Yeah? Yeah? No trouble.
No, no, keep your shirt on.
You ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want...
Be quiet a minute, will you? The two of you.
What's the matter?
Shh. There he comes.
Hey, where are you going? Hey, what's going on? You hot or something?
No, no. There's a car out there. It's been following me for the last 200 miles.
Yeah? How'd you know?
I know it. That wasn't it.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sorry I frightened you, but...
Piece of pie?
No. Black coffee. How about you?
Same, I guess. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I mean...
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like me...
I was coming in here to phone or something.
Oh, here you are.
Now, what have you got to lose?
Bud.
Well,
I mean,
you can always...
I don't want no...
You'll be all right.
I don't want no trouble.
No, you'll be all right.
Well?
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Pie, Bud?
No.
How about a hamburger?
Shut up.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you? I don't want no trouble.
No, no, keep your shirt on. You'll be all right.
How about a hamburger?
All right.
Yeah? Well, here you are.
Thanks.
Piece of pie?
No.
All right.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Bud?
Huh?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Oh.
How about the hamburger? We got...
No.
Piece of pie, pie, pie.
I...
Yeah.
All right.
Well, here you are.
Thanks.
No, just be quiet a minute, will you?
Be quiet?
Yeah.
How about the hamburger?
No, just be...
quiet?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Shh. I could use a little...
Piece of pie?
Oh, no.
Hamburgers, you know.
Yeah.
Be quiet?
Yeah.
Sure, anything you say.
Say, what's the matter?
Shh.
Listen. What's the matter?
Shh. Listen, that must be it now.
What?
Listen.
Hey, mister.
Listen. He's not coming in. He's waiting.
For what?
Me. Hey, what's your name?
Eileen.
Look, Eileen, here are the keys to the car. Go out and drive it up the side entrance, and I'll be waiting at the door.
For what?
Me.
All right,
no,
but
no,
I...
No, go on. I'll hurry. He won't hurt you.
Okay.
Hey, mister, you ain't in trouble, are you?
Oh, no. I'm sorry I frightened you, but... Here. Huh? Hey, what are you doing?
Well, I started driving in the $50 jalopy. It just fell apart on me.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I...
Well, look, if you don't like the car, you can always get out and start to walk again. Now, what have you got to lose?
Well, all right.
Look, Eileen, go out and drive it up the side entrance, and I'll be waiting at the door.
All right,
no,
but
no.
I just fell apart.
No, go on, I'll hurry. He won't hurt you.
Okay.
Don't you want your change?
No, keep it. They kept following.
Hey, where are you going? Don't you want your pie?
Shut up.
How about the hamburger? We got good hamburgers, you know. We got a piece of hamburger.
Shut up.
Piece of pie?
That's all.
How about the hamburger? Pie? We got good hamburger. Pie?
Huh? Huh?
The hamburger. Pie?
Oh, no. No.
We got good hamburger. Pie, Bud?
No, no.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
We got good hamburgers.
No.
How'd you know?
I know it.
Hey, yeah?
No. Keep it.
Sure, anything you say.
Hop in. I'll slide over.
Thanks. Oh, no.
Howdy, folks.
Oh, no. No, just...
Piece of pie, Bud?
Look.
Bud?
Look. No, just...
I don't want no trouble.
No.
Piece of pie?
No. Try to duck him.
What?
Piece of pie, Bud?
Yeah.
What?
Try to duck him, and he hung on. He kept following.
Well, same, I guess.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumbuku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! Can you stand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Yes, CITR Radio 101.9 in Vancouver. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show with DJ Bleak in with you. Okay. Took care of some business and still learning to speak tonight. What's been going on here is a busy evening. I bought a phonograph, a 1920s floor model phonograph, of Edison model, that is just beautiful. So I'm a bit of a sticker shock thing for me, quite a bit of money. But walked away from one years ago and wasn't going to do that again. So purchased it and now feeling a bit of anxiety about it. I don't know why. We're going to be hearing a compilation called Alphabets and Animals. And it's billed as the greatest compilation ever on when you go online. And let me see if I can find where you can find that again. I had it once, Alphabets and Animals compilation. You can find that at godzillery.com. So you can probably search that one out. Alphabets and Animals compilation. Let's just hear the first track now, called D, A Dead Dog Dream, by Victoria A. Lisbett, here at Exquisite Corpse, the radio show.
Roxanne.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Thanks for joining us. We've heard two tracks from the Alphabets and Animals compilation. And it is simply 26 letters, 26 animals, 26 artists, 26 songs. Alphabets and Animals, the greatest compilation ever. That's their claim. Available to download free at godzillery.com, G-O-D-X-I-1-L, I think that is, I-A-N-Y.com, and you can find it from there. Very interesting stuff. So, yeah, basically it's exactly what it says. It's taking 26 artists doing 26 songs about animals that begin with each letter. I expected Zed to be the zebra, but not so much. I forget. It's Z. It's like it's an animal sleeping or something. Sleeping. I don't know. So we just heard two tracks, like I said. The first one being Dead Dog Dream D, and then the Peacock Say from Atom, artist called Atom, and Victoria A. Lisbett was the previous one, the first one. And Atom was the second one. Okay. Are you as confused as I am? So, let's hear another one. This one's called X-Ray Fish. And I guess that covers X, the letter X. So, X-Ray Fish, Exquisite Corpse.
I'm breathing smoke, I'm coughing up blood, digging my way up from the mud. Well, if I ever make it out of this hole, I swear I'll never go back down below again.
Things are stopping on me without warning here. Stopping. I don't know. Let's just hear something and go into something else. It's kind of scary, though.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, wait a minute, what the hell?
Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Here's one that always...
Oh,
Touches my heart.
Just heard a track there from Escape Mechanism with that was Whiz Bang. Emphasis Added is the name of the album, and by Jonathan Nelson. Escape-mechanism.com, place to go for that. Probably has free downloads. I don't know. Heard tracks before that from the Alphabets and Animals compilation. We heard, how many tracks? I think five or so. So, the last three... Starting with the Darth Vader Girls, we heard Rad's... Okay, Darth Vader Girls did X-Ray Fish. Rad Skeleton and Herpes did Hungry Hungry Hippos, and the Stomach Aches did Gopher Bomb. And then things stopped for no reason. Escape Mechanism there, and we're moving into electroacoustic tracks from Canadian artists from a compilation called Cult Figures... Electronic music from Canada. First track here, Michael Matthews on the Outer Edge from 2001.
Thank you.
Christmas, and all through the hospital, not a creature was stirring, not even a marsupial. The tree was all trimmed, and outside it was snowing, but the children were troubled because Santa's not showing. But wait, here's his wife and two of his fairies. I'll ask them where Santa is.
Tip-top condition. I gave it a lube and rewired the ignition.
Hey, I'm his personal elf. I'm worried sick. He's never this late. It's not like St. Nick.
But hark! What's that racket?
Could it be?
No, can't.
Sounds like a sled.
Then it's got to be...
Thank you.
Yes, hi. This is CITR Radio. You've been hearing electroacoustic music from Music Works. Music Works 102. And this is a track called Music for Quiet Spaces from Robin Menard. And what can I tell you about Music Works? It comes out, I don't know how often it comes out, actually. But it's usually full of interesting audio diversions and excursions and experimentations. And Music for Quiet Spaces from Robin Menard. And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. It's the ITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Thanks for being there with us. There's a party going on next door. And I thought we might talk about some of the things going on. In the, the coming events things. Okay, so let me see here. I'm looking for something here. Remember, there's 24 hours of radio art coming up in approximately 5 weeks or so. Usually January 17th, although it may have to be... We may have to bring it to you on the... just trying to do too many things at once. We may have to do it to you, for you on the 16th, because there are sports events going on the 17th. So there's been some talk about us shifting it over to the 16th. So any of you audio artist types, audio collage, electroacoustic, and plunderphonic artists and whatnot, if you're listening or listening to a podcast, get in touch with us. And let me know. Let us know if you would like to contribute an hour, possibly an hour or two, to 24 hours of radio art celebrating art's birthday in January. So, and that's going to be fun. Trust me. All right. So, it is about 31 minutes till 9 o'clock, and Thunderbird Radio Hell comes up at that time, so stay tuned for that. Should be a lot of fun. I don't know if there's any live bands. There probably are tonight. Haven't heard yet, but I'm looking forward to hearing what's coming up. Let's hear some messages, and we'll be back.
Rainbow Groove here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Getting you in the mood for the weekend. I'm your host DJ Beefad, and I'll present a kaleidoscope of funky grooves for your mind, body, and soul. Tune in to hear everything from underground disco, roller boogie, space funk, rare groove, jazzy house, dub reggae, and anything and everything from Chaka Khan to The Clash. That's Rainbow Groove every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Crazy fresh, crazy fresh.
Yeah, all we need is some funky dev chow.
Yeah.
Camera on. Camera on. Camera on. Camera on.
That's a track called Sweet Pea. It's done by T-Dub, also known as Tom Witty. And Tom Witty was my roommate in art school in the early 90s, and still a good friend. Lives in New York now, but has been working on a few creative tracks like that, like Sweet Pea. And I was thinking about that one today. It was going through my head, so I thought I would play that. And we heard Cobra Killer in before. Cobra Killer doing Camera Eye from their, I think, their self-titled release thing. That's right. We're going to be hearing a track from Valet now from the album, which is called, what's it called again? Naked Acid, that's right. Thought by many to be the one of the best albums of the year. A track called We Went There. It's the first track. I haven't played this one yet on this show, but here's the first track, We Went There, from Valet. And just heard Valet there. Beautiful stuff. From the Naked Acid disc, a track called We Went There. All right, let's... I wanted to try something new. Maybe we'll make this a weekly event. News of the Weird. News of the Weird. Change Oregonians believe in. The voters of Sotaville, Pop 290, elected Thomas Brady Harrington, 33, mayor in November, notwithstanding his criminal rap sheet showing robbery, eluding a police officer, felon in possession of a gun, and other crimes, with his electoral success perhaps due to voters confusing him with his father, a respected town elder. And the voters of Silverton, population 7,400, elected as Mayor Stu Rasmussen, 60 years old, who openly transgendered, and longtime resident who previously served as mayor while a man, but now sports breasts and dresses exclusively as a woman, especially miniskirts and cleavage-enhancing tops. Actually, Rasmussen still describes himself as a man and lives with his longtime girlfriend, but explained his switch as just his particular midlife crisis. Okie dokie. And under compelling explanations, I'm really sorry. I thought he was just tired, said Lynn Stewart, who was arrested in West Melbourne, Florida, of course, in October, and charged with stealing items from a 56-year-old unconscious man who had, in fact, just suffered a fatal heart attack during sex with Stewart. She blamed her larceny on a cocaine binge that impaired her judgment, such that, according to a police commander, she had sex with 20 men that weekend. However, she was not charged with prostitution. No, why would they? Since the, said the commander, no, she just likes sex. I guess that's better than not liking it and doing it 20 times in a weekend. And, lame. A woman being interviewed for a jury duty on a murder case in the Bronx, New York, Supreme Court in October, asked to be excused for the reason that she once murdered herself. She once murdered. Okay, that's how it reads. She once murdered herself by her husband. That's not. What? That sentence isn't reading right. She once murdered her husband. I think that's how it means. She once murdered herself by her husband, but had somehow been. No, that's right. That's what it reads. She was once murdered herself by her husband. Okay, I just wondering how she telling this when she's dead, but no. But had somehow been revived by a doctor. She was dismissed from the jury, but on other grounds. And wow. In recent reports of DUI excesses in the Swedish newspaper, I don't even know how this is pronounced. A Swedish newspaper, let's just call it that. A 56-year-old woman had asserted that though she had been drinking, her driving was not affected because she had remembered to keep one eye closed so as not to be seeing double. All right. Good times. All right, Ben is in here. What do you got tonight?
Just me and me and me.
You and you?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good radio, I'm sure.
Good radio, Thunderbird Radio.
I'll do some news of the weird as well.
All right, it's right here. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai. And just him.
Yeah.
He's the star tonight, the star attraction.
I'll interview myself and myself.
Yes. All right. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Okay, we're about to hear some Listen with Sarah now from Listen with Sarah disc. They sent me in the mail all the way from London because they love me. You know, it's hard not to. It's Canada's favorite radio show, so you know it. Listenwithsarah.org, place to go if you want to find out more. And there's a MySpace, Listen with Sarah, to go to as well. On Womb Records, which is another good... Her husband runs that label, so I know a bit about these people. Good people. This is Dueling DJs, Peel versus Harris. I'm listening with Sarah.
Hello again, it's John Peel on the BBC World Service, and later we'll be returning to our theme, Is There a Role for the Banjo in the Modern Dance Orchestra? But first, listen with Sarah.
Country music.